It turned out that the consul also knew the bar. He had all but lived in Cicero's for most of his 11-year assignment on Hyperion. Unlike most things in Keats, on Hyperion, Cicero's was not named after some piece of pre-Hegira literary trivia. Rumor had it that the bar was named after a section of an old Earth city. Some said Chicago, USA. Others were sure it was Calcutta, AIS. But only Stan Lewesky, owner and great-grandson of the founder, knew for sure. And Stan had never revealed its secret. The bar itself had overflowed over the century and a half of its existence, from a walk-up loft in one of Jacktown's sagging older buildings along the Hooghly River, to 9 levels in 4 sagging old buildings along the Hooghly. The only consistent elements of decor at Cicero's over the decades were the low ceilings, thick smoke, and constant background babble, which offered a sense of privacy in the midst of bustle. There was no privacy this night. The consul and the others paused as they carried their gear through the Marsh Lane entrance.
"Jesus wept,"
muttered Martin Silenus. Cicero's looked as if it had been invaded by barbarian hordes. Every chair was filled, every table occupied, mostly by men, and the floors were littered with packs, weapons, bedrolls, antiquated comm equipment, ration boxes, and all of the other detritus of an army of refugees. Or perhaps a refugee army. The heavy air of Cicero's, which once had been filled with the blended scent of broiling steaks, wine, stim, ale, and tea-free tobacco, was now laden with the overlapping smells of unwashed bodies, urine, and hopelessness. At that moment, the huge form of Stan Lewesky materialized out of the gloom. The bar owner's forearms were as huge and heavy as ever, but his forehead had advanced more than a few centimeters against the receding tangle of black hair, and there were more creases than the consul remembered around the dark eyes. Those eyes were wide now, as Lewesky stared at the consul.
"Ghost,"
he said.
"No."
"You are not dead?"
"No."
"By damn!"
declared Stan Lewesky, and, grasping the consul by the upper arms, picked him up as easily as a man would lift a 5-year-old.
"By damn, you are not dead! What are you doing here?"
"Checking your liquor license. Put me down."
Lewesky carefully set the consul down, tapped his shoulders, and grinned. He looked at Martin Silenus, and the grin changed to a frown.
"You look familiar, but I have never seen you before."
"I knew your great-grandfather. Which reminds me, do you have any of that pre-Hegira ale left? The warm British stuff that tastes like recycled moose piss. I could never get enough of that."
"Nothing left,"
said Lewesky. He pointed at the poet.
"By damn, Grandfather Jerry's trunk, that old hollow of the satyr in the original Jacktown. Can it be?"
He stared at Silenus and then at the consul, touching them both gingerly with a massive forefinger.
"Two ghosts."
"Six tired people,"
said the consul. The baby began crying again.
"Seven. Do you have space for us?"
Lewesky turned in a half circle, hands spread, palms up.
"It is all like this. No space left. No food, no wine."
He squinted at Martin Silenus.
"No ale. Now we have become a big hotel with no beds. The SDF bastards stay here without paying and drink their own up-country rotgut and wait for the world to end. That will happen soon enough, I think."
The group was standing in what had once been the entrance mezzanine. Their heaped luggage joined a riot of gear already littering the floor. Small clusters of men shouldered their way through the throng and cast appraising glances at the newcomers, especially at Braun Lamia. She returned their stares with a flat, cold glare. Stan Lewesky looked at the consul for a moment.
"I have a balcony table. 5 of those SDF death commandos have been parked there for a week, telling everyone and each other how they are going to wipe out the ouster legions with their bare hands. You want the table? I will throw the teatsuckers out.
Yes,
said the consul. Lueski had turned to leave when Lamia stopped him with a hand on his arm.
Would you like a little help?
Stan Lueski shrugged, grinned.
I do not need it, but I might like it. Come.
They disappeared into the crowd.